USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas Facilities Commission announced Texas could award a contract to restart the border wall along a 700-mile stretch of the southern border as early as this week. Texas has more than $1 billion in funding available for construction. Pennsylvania-based Michael Baker International Incorporated and Hewitt Zollers of Dallas was selected as the top candidates for the contract. Four companies in total had expressed interest in the project. North Korea carried out successful tests of a new long-range cruise missile over the weekend, North Korea media said on Monday. The missiles are a strategic weapon of great significance and flew over 930 miles before falling into North Korean waters during the tests Saturday and Sunday. Tropical Storm Nicholas is strengthening as it moves northeast in the Gulf of Mexico and up the Texas shoreline Monday morning. Nicholas is about 210 miles south of Port O'Connor and 40 miles southeast of the mouth of the Rio Grande River. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.